Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Brexit talks are not going well. The UK is threatening to walk away from the EU without a new trade deal. And the EU wants the UK to pay a huge divorce bill as it leaves. So let's get an update from NPR's Frank Langfitt. He's in Cornwall in the far west of England. And Frank, I have to say, there hasn't been much progress in these negotiations. So what's the problem?
Well, it's complicated, but the big issue, which you were alluding to earlier, is money at the moment. The UK is scheduled to leave in 2019, leave the EU. The EU wants Britain to pay off all of the commitments that it made to the EU budget through 2020. It doesn't want to talk about a new trade deal for the UK until there's an agreement on a figure. Now, neither side's publicly said exactly what their number is. The reports are that the UK is offering around $23 billion US. The EU wants apparently a lot more, maybe as much as $70 billion. Some members of the ruling Conservative Party here in the UK are threatening not to pay the bill, walk away, and give up a future trade deal with the EU.
Okay, well, if they did that, though, I mean, the EU market represents more than half a billion people. I mean, wouldn't the economic impact be enormous on the UK?
Well, most economists do think that in the end, a lot of businesses here and consumers would pay. What would happen is trade with the EU would then fall to World Trade Organization rules. And so basically, the UK would give up all of these great trade advantages that they've enjoyed for decades. Economists figured that there'd be significant price increases for imports in fruits, vegetables, pork and beef. And if you talk to the London School of Economics, they're saying over a decade, trade with the EU, which is right now, of course, the largest trading partner, would fall by about 40%. So generally, this would be seen as a big self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fascinating, Frank, because a lot of people voted for Brexit because they didn't like the regulation from the European Union. But those same businesses now stand to have this enormous loss. I mean, and the business community in Great Britain, are they concerned about this?
A lot of them are very concerned. Although it's interesting, you know, I'm in Cornwall, as we were just talking about. I was just actually in a mine, a tin mine they're trying to reopen. And the fellow there was saying, of course, since the pound has dropped, the value of the pound, he could actually sell his tin for a lot more money to China. So some exporters will benefit. On the other hand, though, what you're hearing from a lot of companies is they're very, very worried because of this close relationship with the EU. Toyota has recently saying they want clarity on these negotiations. Companies making cars here in Britain, the vast majority of what they import is to the EU. They're concerned about tariffs. There's a lot of worry about that.
Well, now, what about the situation with Prime Minister Theresa May? I mean, she has been the subject of enormous criticism, even from the Conservative Party there in the UK, over Brexit. So what's her strategy here? And let me just cut to the chase. Is she going to survive as prime minister?
Well, and that's sort of the constant question here. You know, she remains head of the Conservative Party and thus prime minister because she's seen as the least worst option at the moment. The Tory party cannot agree on who would replace her. They're also really worried that if there was a leadership battle, they'd trigger yet another election. People here are exhausted by elections. And the fear is that Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party would get in, and Jeremy Corbyn's an avowed socialist. That would be a disaster for the Conservatives. A lot of people see this as, to some degree, a negotiating tactic. If they refused to pay into the budget and they walked away from a free trade deal, it would blow a hole in the EU budget. But also, it's a very interesting thing. Theresa May is using her political weakness to some degree as as leverage, which is astonishing, but that's where we are politically here in the United Kingdom. She's basically been going to Brussels and saying, you know, give me a deal that I can sell to my voters. And so there's an interest in the EU not doing more damage to her because they don't want to lose her. That would just create even more disarray and more delay on actually working this whole thing out.
The whole thing's astonishing. NPR's Frank Langfitt speaking to us from Cornwall in the United Kingdom. Frank, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Magda.